Pretend someone put you in charge of the economy. You and I both understand that the economy is made up of many sectors with sometimes competing needs. For example, mining, manufacturing, and agriculture may all require more water than's in a river. And so we'll have to fight over who gets how much, with fish, of course, and as always, being the primary losers. But all sectors, and the economy as a whole, will generally agree that they all need more. That is, more of everything. More minerals, more land, more water, more energy. All sectors will agree that the economy as a whole needs to grow. So that's your job. Now, you're not stupid and you're not uninformed. You recognize that the economy requires growth, and that each year the economy uses more energy and other resources, others might call them fish or trees or aquifers, than the year before. You, as opposed to some people who might run the economy, recognize that the world is finite. The world itself doesn't matter to you, but you understand that things can't go on the same way forever. You do, however, want them to go on as long as possible. That's your job. You know that the general rule on resource extraction is that you harvest the easiest and or highest quality first, and then you work your way to the hardest and or lowest quality. You know that you, by which you mean the economy, but that's okay because you and the economy are the same, have used a lot of the easiest and highest quality fuel. For example, the easily accessible oil with its ridiculously high energy return on investment, EROI. You know that you will have to move this economy towards sources of energy and power that have lower EROIs. You'll have to drill offshore for oil. You'll have to remove mountaintops. You'll have to mine tar sands. But that won't be enough to power the limitless needs of the economy. You'll need even more than that. So even though solar and wind are clearly inferior to oil in terms of EROI, even though batteries have much lower energy densities than oil, you'll still need to bring them online. You also know oil won't last forever. There's a lot of it, but you know the difference between a lot and an infinite amount. That's all the more reason to bring these other forms of energy online. But there's a problem. This energy transition is unbelievably expensive. Corporations simply don't have the money to pay for the research and for the infrastructure to put in place these new forms of energy. The solution to this is, of course, subsidies. The entire economy is based on subsidies. It would collapse immediately without subsidies. Everybody knows this. The question is, how do you get your hands on this public money? But there's another problem. The world is collapsing. You don't really care about that as such. You care about making the economy grow. But the collapse of the world worries you for two reasons. No, not for the reason it should. But A, because the collapse of the world interferes with the function of the economy, which cannot be allowed to happen. And B, because there are a lot of crazy people out there who care more about the real world than they do the economy. And these people are increasingly outraged at the murder of the planet that is our only home. What is a good manager of the economy to do? Because you've got yet another problem, which is that these new lower quality forms of energy are themselves incredibly destructive of the natural world. Solar and wind cause destruction at every point from mining, transportation, and conversion of raw materials to their use and ultimate disposal. Dams are an environmental nightmare. Biomass is either more agriculture or deforestation, two of the most destructive activities humans have ever perpetrated. What is a good manager of the economy to do? Well, as every good manager knows, in a problem is the seed of the solution. And even better if you can use one problem to provide the seed of the solution to another problem. So the answer, of course, is to rebrand. Rebrand these new destructive forms of energy as clean and environmentally sound. It's brilliant, even if you do say so yourself. Now, all you have to do is pump a shedload of money into propaganda, get a number of celebrities on board, repeat this propaganda incessantly, and before you know it, you'll have a million people marching in the streets of Paris begging governments to hand money to favorite industrial sectors, all in the name of clean, TM, and environmentally sound, TM, energy. Fucking brilliant.